This is the Big D Radio Show, live right here Thursday night on Live 95.5. Have several guests tonight, one of them being Dwayne Harbison.
What's up?
He is the pastor of Renovation Church out on 157 Highway, right past West Point on the right, going toward Moulton. Singer, songwriter, musician, Karen Cook, and she has just released a brand new CD. Great CD. I listened to it earlier this week. Without Words is the name of it. She has it for sale throughout the area and some different states, and she has a few more CDs going to be released here within the next year or so. And possibly Jeremy Hogan from Saving Forgotten Warriors will be in here. And don't forget, this is sponsored by Jewelers Cut Coleman. Fine jewelry, custom-made jewelry at affordable price. And they're located in the Mini Mall right beside Burger King on 31 South. So, hey, look, Dwayne, tomorrow Donald Trump is going in office. What do you think about that?
I say let's make America great again. Let's make America great again.
You know, it's... I think it is a fresh of breath air. I know we've got some protesters. Supposedly, they're going to block the entrance to where the parade is going to start at. So, you know, there's...
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's probably going to be about 10,000 cops there. Yeah. So, you know, there may be a little tear gas.
Watching a special on that or something lately. And like they've got the whole thing like a big checkerboard. And like they've got 100 agents per checkerboard. And the checkerboards are only like, I don't know, 100 feet or something. So good luck with that.
Yeah. Me being almost 51 years old.
I know that now.
I know. This is the first time I've seen this, Dwayne. I mean, this is just crazy to have such an opposition for a new president.
But is it not beautiful seeing democracy actually work?
Oh, it is.
I mean, just to see democracy actually, to see a group of people and a nation vote for different candidates, get one elected, and we have such a great nation that you get the opportunity to say, I don't want to support, or vice versa. Either way, we just live in the greatest nation in the world, and you see democracy work, and I think it's amazing.
I would say, yeah, and I don't talk about politics a lot. You know, everybody is sensitive when it comes to politics.
They are.
But let me tell you something. This nation needs to turn around.
It does. It does, desperately.
You know, and not only, of course, between me and you with our faith, you know, the first thing that we do every day, you know, is pray that our Heavenly Father would turn this nation around. Because that's truly what it needs.
Yeah, and I think also in that thought line, we need to also remember, we need to pray for our leaders. I prayed for President Barack Obama.
So did I.
I call him President Barack Obama. He was our president. So I think that we would benefit greatly as a nation if we would pray for our leaders, pray that God would direct our leaders and support, you know, that way.
Exactly. We all have to come together as a nation. Yeah. And, you know, to me, in my opinion, the best president that I liked was Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan.
So, you know,
yes.
Here's the thing about Ronald Reagan. When he spoke,
yes,
you listened.
Yes, sir.
You know, hey, look, I'll send a personal jet to Gaddafi's house.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the kind of things that he done that nobody else will do. Yeah. After his presidency.
Yeah. You know, that's like, you know, when Reagan took office, I mean, it was like immediately things began to happen. Well, what I'm seeing, and I know there's different opinions and different views on this, but it seems like things are already starting to happen, and President Donald Trump hasn't even taken office yet.
Exactly.
You know, so and how many presidents have we seen? You know, and I remember, now this is just me. I remember when Barack Obama was elected. You know, as a youth pastor at that time, I had kids that were like, oh my God, is he the Antichrist? Is this, I said, you know, so here's my theory. I think that tomorrow at whatever time, 11:26 or whatever, Donald Trump will be sworn in as the United States president. And guess what? The world won't end.
Exactly.
Right. We're going to keep on trucking, and we're going to make America great again.
Exactly.
You know?
And let's hope we get finances better throughout the country.
I didn't realize this is going to turn into a political show.
I didn't mean to.
I have no complaints about that whatsoever. But I mean,
I want my hat.
There you go. Trump has already been doing things. I mean, just by tweeting and by influencing how business is run in this country. I don't know if anybody, I mean, I'm not that old.
Come on.
I don't remember that many presidents, but I mean, I don't remember that happening before.
No.
Like anybody.
No. No, and when we think about that, you know, they asked him, are you going to tweet? Are you going to, you know, as president, are you going to keep your Twitter account? Absolutely, yes. And I think that's amazing that you get this man says, no, I don't trust certain things, so therefore I'm going to make sure that I tell the truth.
And he doesn't trust the media, and I don't blame him. I don't trust him either.
I don't either.
You know, today's media will turn things around so quick. It's just, and I can't believe that people still believe what they hear and see on the media. It just blows me away.
Yeah. Well, and what's sad is they think, and they're wondering, why does Big D believe the way he believes? He's crazy, delusional. So
exactly.
So, anyway. It's getting more and more divided because now you've got the mainstream media. You've got certain channels that you watch if you swing kind of, you know, liberal. And you have another certain channel that you watch if you swing a little bit more conservative. And there's hardly anybody in the middle now. So what's happening is the people that are on the right, well, they tune in and only hear, you know, the right side of things. And then you have people that are on the left, and they only tune in and only hear the left side of things. So they don't hear the other side of the argument anymore.
All right. So, Jay, my question to you is,
I don't know, Daryl.
Do you think Rush Limbaugh will have a fun time with Donald Trump?
Yes, because Rush Limbaugh has a fun time with anybody.
Yes.
He'll find a way. And I don't even listen to Rush. So.
Well, I don't either, but I know how optimistic
I have my own station to listen to.
Remember, the Big D's views is not the same as the management of this radio station. Or Dwayne's.
Or mine. There we go.
Hey, look, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I'm going to ask Pastor Dwayne to say a quick prayer because that's how we like to start off the Big D Radio Show, and we'll start ending it that way. So, Dwayne, if you'll go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we just love you so much. You are a good, good Father. Lord, I know that song says good, good Father, and the reason I say that is because, Lord, we can't find enough words to describe you. You are magnificent, amazing, beautiful, wonderful. So, Lord, I pray, God, you just... Lord, just have your way in this time, Lord, that we would just say what you would have us to say, nothing more, nothing less. Lord, we just love you. Thank you, God, for this opportunity, Lord, you give us to have to live in this great nation where we have freedom of speech, where we can even get on a radio and say freely what we want to say. Lord, thank you for letting us live in such a wonderful, wonderful country, Lord. I pray, God, you just bless this time, bless Big D and everybody here at this radio station. We just love you so much. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. So we're going to go to break, come right back. We're going to talk about Renovation Church, what Dwayne does there, and, you know, it's just a happening church, and everybody loves Renovation Church. So we're going to escape with some Rolling Stones, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Live 95.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated, but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich with golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
Hey, Brandon Snyder here with Willowbend Mortgage, and I want to take just a moment to talk to you about purchasing a brand new home. The first step should be to call Willowbend Mortgage at 256-734-6012. The last thing you want to have happen is to find your dream home only to find out that you don't qualify. Call us today, 256-734-6012, and let us set you on a path to making sure that you can be in the home of your dreams. If you're not available to give us a call right now and you're sitting at your desk, visit our online website at mortgagesincoleman.com, and someone on my team will contact you as soon as possible. Willowbend Mortgage, mortgages made simple.
MLS number 1220361, equal housing lender.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you Carlton's Italian Restaurant. Coleman's elite Italian restaurant on 3rd Avenue Southeast. From our classic appetizer, garden salads to begin your meal, to our Carlton's signature entrees of chicken parmesan, lasagna, spaghetti, pasta ravioli, Cajun pasta, sandwiches, and Carlton's original thin crisp pizzas and mouth-watering desserts. You can dine in our beautifully decorated restaurant with outside patio area, or work with Lucy to utilize our catering service for your wedding or event. Carlton's Italian Restaurant, your Coleman connection for the best in Italian cuisine. Studio, but hey, I'm back. The music's back, and it's time for the Big D Radio Show again. Hey, Big D.
What's up? We are back live right here on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
I don't think we've ever had this many people in the building.
It is hot in here.
It's getting hot in here. Hey, look, you got to admit, Big D has a huge following, so we have all kind of people in here every time Big D gets here on the radio. So, and it's always going to be that way. Every week we're going to have like 10 people in here just hanging out.
And it's fun. That's fun.
Dwayne, if we can talk people into bringing food, it would be good. So...
Yes.
I've got bottled water right here. What's up with that? No, well, look, you know what? Danielle brought us some coffee, so we're
this
good.
Is good coffee. I don't know where it's from, but it's very good.
It is good coffee. Thank you, Danielle. So, look, Dwayne Harbison, longtime, lifetime friend of Big D. We actually went to school together at Coleman High School. We worked together for a short while in a place outside of Coleman. At Lee Jeans.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Look, where is your memory at?
I turned 50 last Friday, so like that's it's lucky I remembered to get here today.
All right, look. So I'm gonna tell a secret.
Oh God,
Dwayne and I actually had an apartment together one time.
Yes, yes.
How about that? And we had another guy. And we were just three calm young gentlemen, you know. And I'll stop right there.
We made it. The Lord let us live. The Lord has.
Yes, He did.
The Lord let us live.
So, Dwayne, how long have you been at Renovation Church?
Man, honestly, this coming Valentine's, will be my 7-year anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, 7 years ago, which I had been doing youth ministry for years. I mean, I love young people. And if you come to my church, if you come to my church, you're going to know this dude loves youth. He's not even a youth pastor, but he loves teenagers. So I was doing youth ministry for years and years, and me and my wife, we went to Blount County, and then we went to 9 months of T-Mortal, hot, blazing hot, Hurricane Katrina, Mobile, Alabama. We was there in there during Hurricane Katrina, and man, about 9 months into that, I said, I'm going back to calm, safe, Coleman, Alabama.
Exactly.
So, and then we come up here, and then we have tornadoes. So it just,
I know. And it goes itself out.
Yeah. So.
And by the way, just a side note, your wife is so precious. Her name is Carol.
Carol.
And yeah, what a wonderful lady.
Yeah. Carol has been my sweetheart for many, 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 many years.
Many years.
She says that I taught her how to roller skate. I don't remember this. And now she says, hey, we should go roller skating. I'm like, if I'm skating and I fall now, it's bad. It's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. But she is so precious. I love her. She loves people. Some may not know this. She drives like buses for whoever needs it. She'll drive a bus, and she just loves young people. She likes serving on the handicap bus. You know, she likes special needs people, and just incredible. She's an incredible
That's
woman.
Awesome.
I'm very blessed with her. There's no doubt.
Yes, you are.
She definitely married way up.
I know she did. She is a blessed woman. Let me tell you,
she is a blessed woman. I mean.
So let's get back to Renovation Church, and why don't we go ahead and talk about your youth ministry?
Okay. Well, let's see here. We call our youth ministry Renovation Students. Therefore, okay. I mean, and our youth pastor is Blue Quick. Maybe one day you can have Blue on here. You'll love Blue. A guy can break dance like nobody's business.
Wow.
But Blue's doing a fabulous job. And what we do, it's really cool. I mean, like I said, everywhere I've ever been, I always started a van or a bus ministry, or van and / bus ministry. So when we went to West Point, there was no kids. We had zero. We had my children. And so I said, well, let's start. We bought a bus, a little carts bus, mm-hmm. and it sat there for a year and didn't do nothing. We got out, started driving the bus, picking up kids. And next thing you know, we ended up having to purchase another van to accompany the bus,
right,
to accommodate what was going on. And we outgrew that, and now we have a bus and two vans, and they run like crazy.
Wow.
And it's really cool. I mean, I've got a cool church, all right? I mean, I am blessed with some wonderful people. We have little sweet ladies and men. I've got to be careful because I don't want to exclude the men. If I exclude the men, they will let me know it Sunday morning. But they are really cool. They come in there, and they fix food. And prepare food. So these bus kids, and that we bring them in, and we feed them a meal. They get a free meal. Don't
wow.
charge nothing. I don't know where the money comes from that, you know, but the Lord just provides it. So we feed the kids, and they enjoy their time. And then of course, we give them the gospel. We present the gospel to them in a cool way. Yeah, we got a really cool-looking youth room, real cool-looking children's church room, and we just pour it on. Just love them. I mean, this generation we have now, and I'm going to be I'm going to tiptoe right here.
Okay.
All right. The generation that we have now, teenagers and children, their parents are nothing more than older kids. I mean, they really are. They have, a lot of them don't have any kind of, how can I say this? They don't take responsibility very well at all.
Okay.
And am I saying too much?
All I want to say is this is what I see in today's society. I want to be my child's best friend. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the parent.
You got to be the parent.
You know, and I'll be your friend later. But mm-hmm. but daddy's going to give you the right direction to
right,
go.
Right. You know, and I don't know about your folks. I mean, I think your folks did. I know mine, for me, it was very structured. We had a crazy life as a kid, but the discipline was there. And I think that discipline is so important. It really
is.
Gave me a road to go up. So anyway, back to this, what I was saying, you know, we feed them, we give them the gospel, we take them home, and man, we just got a great bunch of kids. I mean,
that's awesome.
And they're growing. They actually had some pictures they took last night, and I was really impressed with all the kids that were just hands up in the air, and they wasn't partying, they were just hands
right.
up in the air, going after God, you know, and
that's incredible.
And I was like, this is good.
It is great.
This is good. Come on. So
I love that.
So we're very, very blessed with that. And that's my heart right there, just reaching to this next generation.
Awesome. So I'll go sidetrack just a little bit, because I've seen some of the things that you've done in the past for your community out toward West Point, but not only for West Point, but for any of those that come aboard, the backpack project for schools.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, how many have you given out?
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Like, 1 year we give, I think there was 1 year, was it 300? And then there was, like, another year we get 300, and then another year 300. And I think the first year we gave like 100 backpacks, and
mm-hmm.
it was really embarrassing. That's the reason we increased it, because we just about ran out.
Oh, really?
But it's so cool, because I mean, even if you think you're running out, we've never ran short.
Right.
It's really cool, you know. So we do the backpacks, and then of course we did the Thanksgiving thing, you know. I always had a little. I love Thanksgiving. That's one of my big things.
Ooh,
in my
me
house.
Too.
So we try to do Thanksgiving and feed people. You know, try to take food to jail or wherever. Just
right.
do a traditional Thanksgiving meal. And so, yeah, the backpack thing's a big thing.
So, know? Is there any other things that you do for the community besides the backpack?
Well, every week I try. Every week we're involved in the Warriors for Christ in West Point. I love my town. We got a great mayor, got a great town, great township. So every week, you know, I either go or Blue goes, and we go and do what they call the Warriors for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a Bible club. We do that. like I say, with the backpacks, the vans, you know, this past Christmas, this wasn't just people in our church. We had a Christmas tree, and then we called it our angel tree. And what we did, we supplied 41 children Christmas this year.
Wow!
And we're not a large church. I mean, we need to make that. We're not a large church, and so this year, Tammy Pete, which is a lady that heads that project up, her and her husband, wonderful people, and she heads up the angel tree. She says. She comes to me and it's really freaked me out just a little bit. She says, Pastor, she goes, we're going to have the angel tree. I said, that's cool. It's cool. And, cause I'm like, give it away. I think that if God can get it through you, he'll get it to you.
Exactly.
And so she says, and she says, well, we got 40 kids this year. And I was like, oh, Jesus. You know, and I was really panicking because my faith was like, well, I'm not sure if I got enough faith to think that a small church like this can provide 40 kids
right.
An adequate Christmas. But sure enough, turns around and boom, all these little angels that are on this Christmas tree are gone. And I'm like, this is awesome. So then I thought, hey, dude, if we can do that, can we do something else? Let's give, I said, how many family units is that? And she says about 18 family units. Mm. I said, well, what can we do with that? I said, how about let's go above just to give the gifts to the kids. Let's give every family a Christmas dinner. So they got ham and green beans and candied yams.
You're making me hungry, Dwayne.
And yeah, so I mean, it was really cool. And I was like, this is so good. This is so, I just think that's what Jesus would do. I just really think that Jesus would be all about, hey, if I can do that much, can I do a little more? So anyway, that's
with him, anything's possible.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So me just looking at your Facebook, you know, I see you live a lot of times on Facebook, and I always love to watch, and because you've always got a good message.
Well, thank you. Something happened this past, and someone probably want to hear this. I guess this past, I guess it was Monday or something like that. Woke up, I was exhausted. It was Monday, because Sunday, I mean, I was exhausted, just physically, emotionally, and just everything that I had in me was just drained out. And I think a lot of times when I go to church, I pour it all out.
On fire.
I pour it all out. I leave it all on the table, you know, and I drop the mic, boom, there you go. And then plus we're in the middle of a 21 day of prayer and fasting. So I was like, I ain't got my breakfast, I ain't got my lunch. And so at the end of the day, I was worn out. So I went to bed early and I fell so deep asleep. Then I woke up about, I guess about 1 o'clock, and wide awake. It was like I had gotten this 20-hour sleep, and I didn't. It was just a few hours, but it just recharged my battery. So I got up, and I was sitting there, what am I going to do? So I got up, and I thought, you know what I'd do? I think I'm going to the chiropractor. I hurt my back with a heavy sports injury. I mean, it was, you know, I'm very physical.
I know you are.
And I was.
That's incredible. You've got an incredible body to be a pastor, let me tell you.
I do. My pecs. But anyway, I was playing golf and I had this sports injury. So, I mean, you would think you get sports injury. That's like football, lacrosse. You know, come on, give me something good. But anyway, I tweaked my back. So I'm going to the chiropractor. I'm at the chiropractor that Friday had said, look, it's time to maybe start trying to do some walking. So, here I am, wide awake, you know, 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. And I said, I'm going to go walk. Well, I started walking, and all of a sudden, this thought popped into my mind. And someone probably needs to hear this right now. It just popped into my mind as I'm walking up and down this road. And about 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're going Facebook Live, because the lady holding the Facebook, she says, I needed what you said at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
So I'm walking, and it hit me. I said, you know, a lot of times we go through stuff, you know, I've got a former marriage. I've got things that I've been through in my past that does not define me.
Exactly.
That's not who I was. So, and I said, sometimes we go through these situations. So I'm walking up and down the road, 4 o'clock in the morning. If my neighbors was to wake up, they'd probably, they know me. They're like, whatever, it's just him. You know, he's cool. But it hit me. I said, this is a situation. Someone, you know, we've got to understand that sometimes we have situations that happen in our lives. Our situation is not, catch this and hold this. Our situation is not our destination.
Exactly.
And that set with me, because I think sometimes we get hung up in these places. We say, well, my marriage is bad. Let me tell you something. That's a situation. My kids are on drugs. That's a situation. We're fixing to have to file bankruptcy. That's a situation. I'm fixing to lose my home. That's a situation. I hear music. Is that cool? Okay. Anyway, we're taking communion now. We're going to take the offering up. So your situation is not your destination. God's got a destination for each and every one of us. So anyway, I'll tell you a little more about that when we get back or whatever. So.
Well, we will end this. And look, will you come back and be another guest again?
Amanda, is it 30 minutes up?
Well, look, it flies by when you're having fun with Big D. What are you expecting, brother?
Hey, I love you. Can I pray out?
Yeah, pray out right now.
Father, Lord, I just pray, God, that someone heard that. Someone got a hold of, I'm in a situation, but my situation is not my destination. So, Lord, I pray, God, you go with them, guide and direct them, let them see you are the God of hope. You are the God of greatness. Jesus, I'm going to point to you because you are good.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Lord. I pray you'll bless the listeners. And, Lord, let them feel your presence. In Jesus' mighty name, we say,
Amen. Thank you, Dwayne Harbison, Renovation Church, on 157.
Let me get, that's what I was going to tell you. 14142 Alabama Highway, 157, Vimont, 35179. We are at www.renovationchurch.today. Come out and check us out. Our service times are 10:45. We would love to have you at Home of Love League Connect.
Amen. Thank you, Dwayne, for being in. And you will be back soon.
I will be.
We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial right now. You're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here live on Live 95.5 Coleman's Independent Radio.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman. I'm also the owner of Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, in business in Coleman for over 30 years, and we travel statewide. With a brand new system, lighting and sound, we're ready to come DJ your wedding, high school dance, corporate event, or anything that you have. It's 736-3888, Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, 256-736-3888. Now, back to the music.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work. Somebody's got to do it.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
You're listening to Live 95.
Oh, CCR. Don't you just love it?
Yeah, you're pretty funny. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
I am funny.
I'm glad they're recording this live so they can see you dance around, man. You gonna start a Zumba class?
Well, look, I can pop up on this table and do some yoga.
I can do.
No table dancing. No table dancing.
That's one of the best things about this station. You never know what you're gonna hear next, whether it's dancing or CCR. Or, I don't know.
I'm sure somebody's got a poll somewhere we can put up here. No, anyway.
So are we live on Facebook over here?
We probably are. That's pretty bad.
What'd you say? We are? Oh, we're not.
What's the problem? Well, they didn't get to see all that.
That would be called technical difficulties.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's like a teaser. They just have to wait till next time to see the rest.
So, do I need to help you get back on live on Facebook?
All right, we good to go?
Hey, look, props to our producer of the Big D Radio Show, Danielle. She's looking lovely over there, doing a great job, getting on Facebook Live. But more importantly, we're back with Jeremy Hogan, with Saving Forgotten Warrior, CEO and founder. And we're going to talk about the incredible work that he does and what he's done this past week.
No doubt. So, hey, I appreciate you having me. Thank you that I can actually get here. So this week's been pretty busy.
We've been
every day it boggles me how we get really what we get done. I mean, everybody's going to think this thing is only not even a year old yet. So, and we've been very blessed by not only the demand coming in is getting greater, but slowly we're starting to develop an awareness of what we're doing, and we're starting to see more involvement and more people wanting to get involved. So that's great.
That's incredible.
So this week's been pretty busy. We haven't done any crazy projects. I did go do an assessment Monday. Was it Monday? I believe Monday it was. We've got one gentleman, and he's a veteran in the community. He's been around here for quite some time, and he's actually the commander of the American Legion.
Wow.
So all those that are listening, you're about to hear about this story, and I've told him the other day that I had to tell him. But a year ago when I started this, I went and spoke to the American Legion, and I spoke to the VFW, and Commander Rayleigh came up to me afterwards and had offered his help. He had some items that he wanted to donate to the organization that we could use, maybe sell, to raise some money for some projects. And while I was over there, he invited me into his house. And believe it or not, his house is falling apart.
Wow.
I mean, it's not just – I mean, the foundation, the outside, the walls look great. From the outside, it looks great. He had some water damage right after the storm in 2011. Literally a month after he had just gotten his house repaired from the tornado, and his insurance dropped him. Well, that next month, his water heater busted and flooded the living area. He called the insurance company and found out that they had dropped him, so he didn't have insurance. Well, he's on a fixed income, just like most older veterans are, and doesn't have or hasn't had the financial ability to fix it, and has been living with it just slowly decaying as these years went on. So when I had actually walked in there, you walk in and you step down in the floor just almost, I mean, you're stepping down a couple inches.
Wow.
Where the joist and things are broken. Everything's gotten rotten up under the house, so it started falling apart. So when I found this out, I had actually started talking to him about that. We actually were working with another organization trying to see if he would qualify for some support from that storm and all that stuff. Well, it fell through because it wasn't part of the storm. It was after the fact. So now working on his assessment to go ahead and see if we, as SFW in the community, can help him out. Mm-hmm. I brought off a good friend of mine, David Spiegel, who works with who owns David Spiegel Construction. He's done a lot of work with us. He's one of the contractors that we use. So I reached out to him and asked him to come over and help me out, getting a quote and figuring out how much it's actually going to cost us. First project is his roof. It's got a hole in it. And the shingle's got to be replaced, and some repairs have to be done to it. So it's going to cost us about $1,000 just for the roof. The interior, I didn't even open up the quote and everything tonight, but when we were sitting there, it's about roughly $10,000, $15,000 worth of damage that needs to be repaired. So as you can tell, this is going to be not only the first project of 2017 for our outreach repair project that we do, but it's going to be our very first large project.
Right.
The very first project we did was huge, but it wasn't as large as this in a sense of we've got to have this before we start kind of thing. Mm. Like when I started the first one, I just kind of started it on a whim, and thank God the Lord was providing, because we were able to complete it in 4 weeks. But this one is going to be one that we have to have everything up front to start it, because they're living in this. They're not going to be able to really go anywhere for too long. It's going to be a two-week project. So all in said, once I get it all done, I'll post it on our page about the needs and how much we actually do need to go ahead and get it done. So that's one of the projects we have going on right now that is, to me, a very important project, for not only because he's a veteran, but because he's a veteran that actually gives back to his community.
Exactly.
So I think 3 weeks ago he called me and said, "Hey, Jeremy, I stepped in a spot on the floor and twist my ankle. Is there anything that we can, you know, kind of help expedite this a little faster?" And I told him I was working on everything I could. Now that we got the denial back from the other organization that they couldn't help, we'll start working on your stuff. Went out there with the assessment, got the assessment done, and now I'll build that project and hopefully we'll start raising the funds for it. So we did that this week, and then in between all that, we've been working with trying to get some volunteers up with Trent and Sage. You know, Sage started back work, and Trent's going to school full time.
Right.
So we're limited on labor right now. So we need some assistance in that neighborhood. We've got been taking the 10-passenger van, you know, that we're looking for sponsorships for right now. We've been taking it back and forth to Birmingham, a couple trips here and there, just trying to gauge the cost it's going to, you know, really take us. So we've taken three trips, $90 in fuel.
Right. Why don't you go ahead and let's touch on that van, and you touch on the advertisement.
Okay.
So we can reach out to some folks.
Right, yeah. Now. Okay. So we were blessed enough. We had a bunch of supporters come up. We had a raffle to raise some money for a 10-passenger van because of the need for a lift and the ability to get those that are handicapped in and out of a vehicle. So we had the minivan. We were using it, but it was so hard taking them out of their wheelchair, putting them in the minivan, and you can only take one or two people at a time. So we negotiated, got a van in mind, raised the funding for it, had some great supporters come out last minute to really help us get this thing. And now what we're doing is we have advertisements we're going to sell on the side of them. I think we have 20 spots left. And these spots will pay for the operations of this truck, really. If you figure, like I just said, $90 per day, that's three trips a day to get there and back in this vehicle to get 10 passengers to the VA, 20 if you think about the trips, I mean two trips. So all in all, it's going to cost us a little bit to operate this vehicle, and that's not money that we have in the bank right now for this operation. This is just one of those things where as you get that blessing, you got to start working on the funding for that blessing, and the way we want to do that is by advertising on the side of the vehicle. I mean, it's going to have well over 5,000 miles a month on it. So I don't know exactly how many miles you're looking at, but it was a 155 miles today, there and back. So saying that, you got to think. I mean, it's 65. It's going to be a billboard going down 65 for sure.
Exactly. And this is what we're asking for the community. If you have a small business, you can get with Jeremy. He'll tell you the office phone number. And take a moment and buy a spot on this van.
I mean, we'll work anything out. We have prices on. I mean, if you go on our page, there's a picture. You bring the picture up. It's got the prices on all the spots. But say you don't want to spend that type of money a month on the sponsoring. Well, if you've got a spot that's $150, if you split it with another company,
right,
y'all can split that cost. We have a 6-month minimum, and there is a processing fee to get it started.
Okay.
You sign the contract, and then so we're working on that. We've got to get that funded because I wanted to start this daily trips Monday through Friday, starting February 1st, or whatever the first Monday is in February, Monday through Friday, we'll stop off at the VFW first around 6:15, pick up whoever's there, and then go over to the American Legion, pick up from there, and then straight down to the VA. Drop off at 8, come back, do the same thing at noon, pick up those that we dropped off, and then come back at 4:30, be there around 4:30, pick up and come back to Coleman. The last trip will be around 5:30. So I'm hoping to get this done and hoping to make this actually go full-time starting the first Monday of February. And if we can do that, that's going to give our Coleman residents, those veterans that we right now have to have volunteers pick up and take. And, I mean, we do this pretty much every day, daily, or if not daily, every other day. So the more we advertise it, obviously, the more we'll get in. And American Legion and the VFW should be telling all their veterans now about it, because we haven't had anything like this in Coleman for some time. Now, right. You know, there is DAV that comes down, and I think they stop off at one of the rest stops or something like that and pick up veterans, but it's not anything in town where we can meet you at the VFW American Legion. So that is a huge blessing. That's a huge accomplishment for the organization and the community together that they've been able to bring that up.
Right. So why don't we go ahead and touch on how people can contact you?
Yes. Okay, so our business number, 256-747-5006, and then our duty phone is 352-440-4076. You can reach us on Facebook through Messenger, post on our post, and then call us on one of our cell phones. I mean, either the cell phone or the office phone. So excellent. We've got plenty of ways to reach us now. I've actually had to my personal phone has become the business line now.
I bet it has.
And I've got me my own personal phone. That way I don't have to that phone just doesn't stop. So I wanted to be able to turn it over to people that could handle the incoming and all that stuff. So now we actually have three ways to get hold of us. So please reach out to us. If you need help with that or need transportation, let us know. If you want to support the program, that program itself, specifically, give us a call. If you want to talk to me directly, call me by the 352 cell phone number. I'll have it most of the time unless I have a driver going to Birmingham.
Jeremy.
Yes, sir.
Before you leave tonight, come talk to me about phones.
Yes, sir. Will do.
Well, Jeremy, we appreciate you having me in studio today.
This is awesome. I love it. I've been able to come here every week and give everybody an update what we're doing. It's
excellent.
Great.
We're going to go to a break, and we're going to bring Karen Cook in, singer-songwriter. She just released a CD recently, and we'll be talking to her and ending the Big D Radio Show with her.
And she's a supporter of Saving Forgotten Warriors.
Yes, she is. Bam. She loves Saving Forgotten Warriors.
I like it.
Hey, you're listening to the Big D Radio Show right here on Live 95.5, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, brother.
You're listening to Live 95.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work. Somebody's got to do it.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Hey, Brandon Snyder here with Willowbend Mortgage, and I want to take just a moment to talk to you about purchasing a brand new home. The first step should be to call Willowbend Mortgage at 256-734-6012. The last thing you want to have happen is to find your dream home only to find out that you don't qualify. Call us today, 256-734-6012, and let us set you on a path to making sure that you can be in the home of your dreams. If you're not available to give us a call right now and you're sitting at your desk, visit our online website at mortgagesincoleman.com, and someone on my team will contact you as soon as possible. Willowbend Mortgage, mortgages made simple.
MLS number 1220361.
You know, I'm not sure who invented the chicken finger, but I do know who perfected it. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers. The original chicken finger specialist since 1965, Guthrie's is often imitated but never duplicated. Fresh, hot, fast, and golden fried. That's Guthrie's promise to you. Enjoy the Guthrie's box. With Guthrie's unique blend of golden fried chicken fingers, crispy fries, creamy coleslaw, buttery Texas toast, and our signature sauce. Or sink your teeth into the sandwich. With golden fried chicken fingers, crispy lettuce, and signature sauce all nestled between a toasted bun. Whichever you choose, you'll want to wet your whistle with Guthrie sweet tea, made like Mama used to make it. If you're having a party or an event, you can call ahead and have Guthrie's prepare a bucket or two just for you. Open nightly till 9. Guthrie's, Highway 31 North across from the Coleman Shopping Center. Guthrie's Golden Fried Chicken Fingers, the original chicken finger specialist since 1965.
The Yardbirds. Ooh, love that. Hey, this is Big D. We're back here on Live 95.5 on the Big D Radio Show. In studio with Big D is the one and only Karen Cook, singer, songwriter, and you've just released a CD.
Yes, excited. Excited to be here. Thank you for having
me. Well, you're quite welcome. So how did the whole CD thing go? Did it take a while?
All things considered, yes, it's taken probably 44 years.
Well, there you go. And the name of the CD is called Without Words.
Without Words, yes.
And wow, it's an amazing CD. So when I went to work the other morning, mm-hmm. I popped it in my PC at work and listened to the whole thing at one time, and it was so incredible.
Thank you.
So you're telling me that your next CD is coming out pretty soon, and it's going to be Southern Gospel, I believe?
It is. Without Words is actually all original songs, and it's more contemporary. Give Them All will be out in a couple of months, and it's going to be Southern Gospel. So a lot of the older songs, you know,
right.
Something we grew up on. And a third one coming out, I don't know yet, but we're working on it. Actually already started work on it.
Excellent.
And it's actually called The Change of Me, and it's going to be a blues gospel.
Wow. That'll be nice.
Excited.
So every now and then, Big D will catch Karen on Facebook, and every now and then she will post some videos, and wow, can you smoke a piano? I mean, look, let's just call it. You can. It's incredible to watch you play on Facebook. So
thank you.
So look, everybody listen, you just send her a friend's request, Karen Cook, and you can watch the videos too.
Yeah.
So look, let's talk about the CD. Tell me where it's at.
It is, wow, Garden City Car Care. They have them. Yates Chance Christian Bookstore in Coleman. They have them. Kingdom Manor Trailer Sales in Alexandria, Alabama has them. Banner Books in St. Joseph, Michigan has them. And a pastor by the name of Marcel Belushi in Aruba has them.
Wow.
Yeah. Excited. The Lord's really opened a lot of doors, and I've got them too, you know. I've got some still for sale. You can find them on cdbaby.com too. They're there.
A young lady from Hansville, Alabama in Aruba. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, we actually went on a mission trip a few years ago over there and made some friends, and Pastor Marcel got a hold of me after this CD and asked about having it on his radio station. He's on every Sunday morning over there.
That's incredible. So why don't we talk about and learn about Karen Cook herself? Why don't you tell me how long that you've been playing instruments and what all you play? And I believe your dad was a pastor or still is a pastor.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm sure that you've been playing in church all of your life. But why don't you tell us about it for a minute?
Well, I remember my dad was a pastor growing up, and I remember standing on the back, you know, behind the pews, you know, at the very back there playing piano, and that was my piano. I just played.
Air piano?
Yes. Yeah. You know, air guitar is air piano. I was probably about six, I guess. But I told everybody that the Lord was going to send me a piano. We didn't have one. And that, I believe now, looking back, that was just how the Lord laid it in my spirit, because my dad played guitar. My uncle played guitar. You know, everybody at church.
Right.
My family members. Both my brothers play anything they could pick up, you know, and very talented at it. But I was the piano gal. And we got a piano. And Mom and Dad put me in some piano lessons when I was younger with a lady from the church and her granddaughters. We all went together. And the piano teacher sent my Mom and Dad a note and said that they were wasting her time and their money, that I wanted to learn on my own. So I always said, well, you know, I didn't want to sit down and peck out Mary Had a Little Lamb. I wanted to sit down and I wanted to play a song.
Right.
And I don't remember anything she ever taught me. I believe that was just the Lord, you know. But anything that I know, God has given me that talent. It's all
exactly.
Him. He's my teacher.
Excellent. So do you actually go around to different churches and play?
I do. When invited, you know, I go. I've been to Redemption Assembly, Good Hope, Pastor Rodney Thompson. Love you.
A little shout out there.
I could give you a few more. Oh, gosh. Hansville, United Methodist Church. You know, Pastor Paul Campbell's down there. Love him. Dan Cobb at the Bethlehem Methodist Church, Dodge City. Union Grove in Lincoln. A couple of churches up in Tennessee. And, I mean, you just name it. I've been there, I guess.
Wow.
So, Joppa Church of God, been there, and Simcoe Worship Center, been there too. So,
wow. Well, look, we always have notes. So, if you have anything in your notes that you'd like to say, why don't you go ahead?
I'm a big fan of Big D. That's what it says.
Hey, look, you can come back here anytime. Say
that. Yeah. No, actually, we hit everything. One thing I didn't talk about much was my brother. You know, he's the one that really pushed me to do this. In the last few months before he died, that's all I heard was record.
Pushing you to what you should be doing.
Yeah. If it hadn't been for that, I probably wouldn't be here doing what I'm doing.
I understand.
But yeah, the Lord used him. You know, we wrote a couple of songs together, and he pushed me, told me, he said, call Brett Hesla and see what it's going to take for us to go down there, and I did, and it's been amazing.
How about that?
An amazing ride.
And I had no idea that Johnny even played instruments until you just now told me that.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he played piano and guitar, and I've seen him peck on a bass and drums, too.
How about that?
And my older brother, Greg, both of them guys, I've seen Greg put a guitar behind his neck.
And play.
Yes, and not miss a lick.
Sounds like the Partridge Family to me. If you had a multicolored bus, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah. But I'm excited. Yeah, the Lord's, like I said, the Lord has just opened a lot of doors, and certainly not who I used to be. You know, I know we all have a past, and
not Big D.
Nah. Not you. But God's changed me. And one thing the Lord pointed out to me a while back, I was in my car, and I was listening to the CD, you know, critiquing, and one of the songs come on, and it's called Change Is Coming. And I never had a clue when I was writing that song and didn't have a vision for a third CD at all. As a matter of fact, I was going to do this CD for Johnny, and I was going to give up. I was going to sit down and say, that's all.
Wow.
But God had a vision. So the next CD, the third one that's coming out, is The Change of Me.
Well, actually, I'm going to put Jay on the spot if he has that CD.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So if you know what we're going to do? We're actually just going to...
Jeremy and I have been back here wheeling and dealing.
So. I know you have.
I hear you.
So I actually gave you a specific song to play. If you will, why don't you go ahead and play that song right now? Let us listen to it, and then we'll come back with Karen.
Was that good? Was that on the spot enough?
Man, you're the best. What can I say?
Doctors said he was lucky to be alive. It took him 5 years just to walk. He couldn't hope, and I had to help him ride. But his love for life you couldn't hide. October came. He would stay with me till the work was done, talking about where we're gonna eat. He worked the farm and cafe too. He loved everyone just the way you're supposed to do. He was bent and torn, his hide was worn. It's 20 years he never talked, but God made him to mend hearts, not fences. And I had an angel here on earth. Bonnie had Clyde, Jesse had Frank, and I had you. As I cried tears of sorrow, the angels cried tears of joy. The night my angel flew, October came. October came. You only saw others by the love in your heart. The day you left just tore us all apart. The love you gave was so innocent, but now your memory remains. October pain. Through your smile and your laugh, your hands always told us just how you felt. Though your body was frail, your heart was always the unspoken love. Now all we have of all the stories we share, the memories of laughter and tears. And I had an angel here on earth. Bonnie had cried, Jesse had Frank, and I had you. As I cried tears of sorrow, and cows in a field. Christmas joy, I see you in everything that it holds. Brings October pain. Living without you is like not living at all. My life spin is like a miracle. Change my looks and I've changed my ways. I search for never.
What an incredible voice.
Thank you.
You know what? this is what I get out of it. Mm-hmm. You have such a powerful voice. It's to me, when I hear this, and this is what I think of you, not only are you singing, but the power that you have when you sing is that you're praising the Lord while you do it. It's just incredible. I mean, it really is. So I could just listen to that song all day. It's just, wow. So also wanted to mention the website. Why don't you go ahead and tell us the website?
Yes, KarenCook.org.
KarenCook.org.
It's got information on ordering the CDs, little biography information, and, you know, just photos and stuff of where I've been and who I've been with. Right. And you might find Big D on there later.
Hey, you never know. Let me tell everyone also that you're also the volunteer chaplain for the Hanceville Police Department.
Yes.
And when we have you back in studio here in a few weeks, we're gonna dive into you being the founder of Cook Ministries.
That'd be awesome.
That a lot of people probably don't know about. Talk about that. Thank you so much for being in studio. Let me say thank you to Jewelers Cut Coleman. They have beautiful, beautiful jewelry. They will make you jewelry. They have affordable price, and you need to go down there. It's next to Burger King on 31 South in the Mini Mall. You can't miss it right there on the end. Great folks, family owned, affordable prices. They got some financing options for you. Thank you for being tuned in to the Big D Radio Show. Hey, look, we're excited about the new president coming in tomorrow. So, you know, we may talk about that next week also, whatever happens with this. But thank you to Jay Fuller for having us here on Live 95.5, the Big D Radio Show. Just real quick, me and Karen will sit here and hold hands for a second, and we're going to say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for being with us, and Lord, having Karen in studio with us. God, we just love you, and we thank you so much for Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he done for every one of us, so our sins may be forgiven, and Father, that we can seek your kingdom. You are wonderful. You just bless us so much, and we just love you. We love you beyond measure as you love us, and Father, we just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being part of the Big D Radio Show. Tune in next Thursday, 6:30 p.m. We're going to have some more guests in here. Hey, look, we're going to have Tim and Tiffany Collins of Coleman Today Facebook page talking about Coleman Today and maybe dip into Abbott Vacation Rentals also. Great friends of Big D. Love them like family. Can't wait to have them here in the studio. Have Jeremy Hogan back in studio and maybe one or two others. Because, look, on the Big D Radio Show, there's always got to be at least 10 of us in here in the studio.
Of course.
We're always going to have a good time. And thank you, Danielle, for being in here producing the Big D Radio Show. She'll probably be back next week with us. And we hope you have a wonderful week. God bless you. And most importantly, God bless America. See you next Thursday.
You're listening to Live 95. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.